government says the 10-day ultimatum given it by organized labor to slash recent utility tariff increases is misdirected. At a media briefing at the Flagstaff House today, Information Minister Mahama Yariga said it would rather serve public interest if organized labor engaged the Public Utility Regulatory Commission, PURC, which is an independent entity, in a dialogue. A report by Pascaline Adadevo.
Yesterday at a news conference, organized labor led by Secretary General of the Trade Unions Congress, Kofi Asamoah, issued a 10-day ultimatum to government to slash the recent utilities tariff increases by one-third. Minister of Information and Media Relations Mahama Yariga says what organized labor should seek to do is to dialogue with PURC rather than take a strong stance. Secondly, government feels the call is misdirected as it does not determine tariff increases. This is because it is the mandate of the PURCU, which is an independent entity.
By law, PURC is an independent legal entity that should not be controlled by government or by any other body. And that is why the Commission has, as part of its membership, the TUC itself, the Association of Ghana Industry, and consumers, so that they will constitute a critical constituency that will support the independence of the PURC and not to subject them to control by government. And so we find the threat to government has been misdirected, because if you threaten government that if we don't reduce the tariffs, when you know that the tariff adjustment has been done by PURC, it's difficult to appreciate exactly what you are calling for, unless they are calling for continued subsidies. And if you're asking for continued subsidies, it is important to appreciate the fact that whatever government spends subsidizing will definitely be coming from tax money. And so you're either asking for more taxes or that existing tax money should be used to subsidize energy consumption.
Mr. Ayariga also explained why realistic tariffs should be paid. According to him, subsidies paid by government over the years have resulted in huge debts, which have had negative effects on the economy.
Truth of the matter is that we all know the challenges that our utilities are facing now. I mean, part of the reason why we continue to have inadequate supply of utility services such as water and electricity is largely because the investments needed in those sectors are not forthcoming. Government is constrained in terms of being able to give them the kind of money that they need to expand production capacities and distribution networks. The private sector, who we have been trying very hard to woo into those sectors, are also constrained because if they invest, they need to break even and make some profit. What is the alternative? The alternative is that they produce and then government subsidizes, and then they get the right price so that they can continue to make the investments. Over the years, government has been subsidizing. What that has caused is huge debts to government. And the last 1 week has been spent discussing the current debt levels. And yesterday, the World Bank had called to discuss our debt levels and caution us and its impact on macroeconomic situation of the country.
Mr. Ayariga emphasized that as a social democratic government, it is still sensitive to the needs of the people. He said the government must, however, balance the issue of availability of the utilities at an affordable level to the survival of the utility providers.
We remain concerned about the price of utilities. But even more importantly, we are also very concerned about our capacity as a country to meet the demand for these utilities. The reality is that our capacity to create more jobs for young people graduating from schools, our capacity to provide water to every household, depends on, you know, how much investments are made in these critical sectors. So we are not unaware of the need to make investments in these sectors. As a Social Democratic Party, we want to make sure that yes, the services are available. And then we now move to the next stage of who and who can afford and who cannot afford. And then you ask yourself, how do you help those who cannot afford to be able to access the services? At what point should you intervene in their lives?
Government says it is always ready to dialogue with organized labor as it also feels the pain of the increment.
Pascaline Adadevo filed that report.
And meanwhile, the TUC says its doors are open for negotiations on the way forward. The union, however, insists that the tariffs are unbearable for the people. Kofi Asamoah is general secretary of the TUC.
As workers' organization, our commitment to dialogue is total. We believe in social dialogue. We know that social dialogue is a solution to erase any level of suspicion among social parties. So we are committed to dialogue. Indeed, sometimes we are made to believe, we believe that the dialogue alone will not solve the problem, particularly when we are engaged. And then the engagement doesn't become productive. The result, the conclusions arising out of the engagement is not implemented or fulfilled. That is where the question lies. But if we are invited to a meeting, the objective of all workers in this tariff issue is that the levels are too high and that it should be reviewed. We have indicated the level to which it can be reviewed.
Kofi Asamoah is TUC General Secretary.